Okay, Brian Ferry's recording career in 60 seconds.
There's a new sensation.
It started in 1972 with the art rock jolt of Roxy Music.
To the Stranglers, 'cause all I want is you, oh, mother of pearl.
Their sound developed a glossier sheen as they rounded the corner into the 1980s. And that gave way to Ferry's solo career as more of a crooner, perpetually sporting perfect hair and bespoke suits. And coming this week, his first collection of new music in 4 years, Avonmore. Brian Ferry, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
So when it comes to Brian Ferry music, a lot of reviewers talk about how smooth it is, you know, suave, lush, sophisticated. But I hear funk in there, too. And Avonmore is, you know, it's a funky record. A lot of your records
that's
are.
That's good to hear.
Does that come from the musicians you work with, or do you consider yourself kind of a funky songwriter?
Well, I'd like to think I was. I've listened to a lot of pretty funky music in my time. And I was just thinking earlier about the time I hitchhiked from Newcastle in the north of England down to London to see Otis Redding play with the Stax Roadshow. And that was one of the funkiest experiences I've ever had. And it was a kind of, you know, life-changing moment, really, seeing that band.
You have your son, Tara, playing drums on this album with you. How old is he?
He's 24 now. He really came of age on this record, though, and he's brought a lot of youthful energy to the project, actually, which is great.
I'm very curious about what it's like playing with your son as both of you are adults. I mean, do you get to know him in a different way?
I suppose so, yes, yeah, and I guess he stands up to me more than the other musicians do.
Drummer has to.
Yeah, that's right. And I tend to listen to him quite a lot, so that's rather good. Even though I am sort of set in my ways, I do listen to him. And it's good to have, a combination of experience and this youthful excitement about recording, which him and some of the other young players I've got around me have as well.
It looks like from your touring band that you feature quite a few women among your musicians. And, sometimes it feels like the music business, at least when it comes to instrumentalists, you know, I think of you and Prince, and I can't think of a lot of others. Is it a conscious choice that you make, or did it just happen, no big deal?
Well, it's nice to have girls in the band, that's for sure. It makes for a much better atmosphere. Actually, I saw Prince playing in London in this small venue. He did a surprise show one night, and he's got an all-girl band. And
Third Eye Girl, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. They're great players. And they're the only people who've worked in my studio, apart from me, actually. But the girls in my band, one or two of them have been there for a while.
With your band, though, was it something, did you say, I'm going to have more gender diversity in this group, or were these just the best musicians?
Not really. Georgia came along, and I think she auditioned together with the guys, and she won the job, and she was fantastic. And then similarly, the drummer we have on tour at the moment, Charisse, she's a really good player. She got the job over a couple of other guys. So, yeah, and we have a fair competition.
I'm speaking with Brian Ferry about his new album. It's called Avonmore. You're somebody who has taken great pleasure, it seems, in covering classics. I think pretty much as soon as you were on the scene.
Yeah.
Still, I wasn't quite ready for your version of Send in the Clouds.
Are we a pair? Me here last on the ground. You and me there. but I think it has a really haunting lyric, and I've always liked that song. I heard it years ago done by Sinatra, and it's good to take a song that's had a life in a musical. Some of the great pop songs were written for musicals. You know, Cole Porter used to write for musicals, and it's good to take a song from that world and put it into my world, I guess.
Where are the clouds? Send in the clouds.
Brian, I want to talk about your appearance.
Okay.
You always look. This is something that people talk about, like with your sound. Like, you're smooth. You always look quite dapper. I can't imagine you ever dressed down. Do you have that Miles Davis philosophy of you always got to look clean?
Exactly. He was one of my great heroes, one of the idols I had growing up. And him and Charlie Parker, both kind of very cool dressers, very, very sharp. And in fact, all those bebop players were, all the jazz guys used to kind of suits and ties. And they always looked really cool, I thought. Got to try and live up to their standard.
And your background's kind of working class, right? You didn't dress for dinner in your family, did you?
Oh, no, we didn't, no. No, we fought for scraps. Then my parents were very keen that I should get on in the world, you know, and go to university and stuff, which I did. They always felt that there was a better world out there for us, which there turned out to be.
That's Brian Ferry. His new album comes out on Tuesday. It's called Avonmore. Brian Ferry, thank you very much.
Oh, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. Thank you.